The Salt Lake County Health Department released a study Thursday showing that a majority of liquids sold locally for use in e-cigarettes have significantly different levels of nicotine than their labels claim. KUER's Taylor Hayes reports.
The County Health Department sent the e-liquid samples to the Center for Human Toxicology at the University of Utah. 120 samples were labeled as containing nicotine. 73 of these had nicotine levels that were different from the amount specified on the label by more than 10%. Kathy Garrett is the county's tobacco prevention and cessation manager. She says this concerns consumers and parents alike.
I think consumers really want to know how much nicotine is in the product that they are ingesting. You know, if a child drinks this e-juice, gets their hands on it, I think an emergency room doctor, physician, needs to know how much e-liquid or actually nicotine that they're ingesting.
According to Garrett, e-liquids can cause nausea, vomiting, an increased heart rate, and can be fatal to a small child. Garrett says she worries about this because the liquids can be especially enticing.
You've got wild cherry, there's Captain Crunch. I mean, the listing goes on, and I wish you had smell-o-vision here because I have a whole box of them, and it smells just like a candy shop.
The county is currently working on a regulation that would require shops to have a standardized label on e-liquids, showing they are from county-approved sources. Taylor Hayes, KUER News.